This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's Tuesday, March the 22nd. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Sheen. Shillen. I like Sheen, actually. It'd be easier to pronounce. There's one less syllable in there, Kara. How about we change the name of Kara?
Yeah, sure. Every day you come up with a different pronunciation for my last name that you like better. But I feel like Sheen doesn't have a great...
Because of Charlie?
Yeah.
But his father, Martin Sheen, he's okay. He can't do it. No, remember that old, you don't have, were you a cheerleader in high school or college?
I was not.
Never. Okay. So you remember the cheer then, Kara, she's our man, but that wouldn't work either. If she can't do it, nobody can.
Nobody can, yeah.
No, right. You do remember that. Okay. Let's get to the heart of the matter here. A couple of questions about Jennifer. I will tell you that for those of you who didn't hear last week, she's been gone about a week, and she will be out at least another week, if not longer. She has a torn retina and apparently more serious. These things can really tear you apart, literally and figuratively. Any of you who have been unfortunate enough to have one, and I'll knock on wood because I've never had one. I've actually only owned, in my broadcast career, I've only known two other people who have had torn retinas. This one really is a severe one. She had more procedures done yesterday at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. They've taken a needle, among other things. Can you imagine this? I close my eyes and wince when I think about it. Sticking a needle into your eye to fill the cavity around your eye with gas so that the retina doesn't move and the eyeball doesn't move so that they can heal, grow back together again. And often with circumstances like that, the scar tissue that grows, I remember having a couple of collapsed lungs when I was younger, and the operation wasn't necessary that they were going to perform on me because of scar tissue that had grown around where the leak was before. Same thing is true for her and her eye. The scar tissue is growing, and they say it's doing all right, but she still has to lie almost perfectly still. She's been lying perfectly still for almost a week, other than to get up and go to the bathroom, get a little nourishment from her mother who's helping her. But other than that, there isn't much that she can do other than just be very quiet and hope that the thing is going to heal itself. And they said it was doing better and was healing itself, according to the call she left me last night, but also said that there is at least another week's worth of quiet and healing that needs to be. So for those of you who have sent some messages about Jennifer along, Greg says hoping Jen recovers and it isn't too much discomfort. I will tell you it is, but she's a trooper. Anne writes, hi, Doug. How's Jennifer doing? I had a torn retina operation 3 weeks ago and was wondering about her. How did hers happen? You probably mentioned it when I was sleeping. Thanks. Love your show each morning. What I said was that she had, as many people have had, violent coughing because this whatever bug that's around is around. Those of us who use our throats a lot, whatever, you know, you have certain vulnerabilities in your body based on often what you do, what muscles get used most, what part of your body is most used, most sensitive. And in my case, in Jennifer's case, it's our throats. And the coughing sometimes gets into your lungs, which was the case with her and with me. And you cough, and you can cough. Really, I've had some coughing spells that were pretty nasty the last week or so. They're over now, thank heavens, for the most part. She had 4 or 5 days of just, oh, unbelievable. And you can really throw your head around. And that's what the doctor theorizes, that she had a problem based on her coughing. So I guess the best thing if you want to have a carry away from that, if you get that cough, you better have some cough suppressant or something around that will help keep it from getting dangerous, because there's nothing about having a torn retina that's any fun. Thank you for your focus on Jennifer. Let's focus on Brussels now. The city of Brussels pretty much at a shutdown. I'm watching some constant feeds here, pretty deadly explosions rocking the main airport and the main subway station in the heart of Brussels, near the headquarters of the European Union. I've been there, but it's been a long time since I was there. I always thought the headquarters of the European Union was outside town a little bit. Anyway, 13 people dead at the moment, according to the news agencies. They haven't really figured out where the blasts actually were originated. But then with that comes the rest of Europe being pretty much on lockdown. I think you'll find it difficult to fly, certainly in and out of Belgium today, if you're coming from America to do that. But then there are those who are worried about Paris because of what happened last November. And then there are people always worried about London, whether planes are going to be canceled, but certainly all flights in and out of Brussels are canceled for the rest of the day. There are continuing reports. I take a deep breath because this stuff is, yesterday there was a lot of talk about this. So pretty much anybody who's trying to get a train in and out of Brussels to Paris and London, you can't get out, you can't get in. Cell phone lines, as you can imagine, at the moment are all jammed up with panicked travelers, and the news media will make a big deal out of this. And it is a big deal. I don't mean to minimize it, but more things that are fed into the minds of people tend to scare them a little more. Here's John Cohen, Undersecretary of Homeland Security, talking about why he's not surprised that there was an attack.
We've been hearing through reports such as those on our network and others about the concerns that there was a much larger presence, a much larger set of operatives, located in that city and in that region. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody necessarily, because there have been concerns that have been raised by European Union officials, the U.S. officials over the last several months about just the breadth of the threat posed by those who have either been recruited or inspired by ISIS and other terrorist organizations.
Well, you've got the chatter, that's what they call the people that listen to all the phones and do the things in the name of security. A lot of chatter about this after the recent arrest of Salah Abdeslam. Is that how you pronounce his name? Abdeslam. The suspicions yesterday, we were talking about this terrorist attack was in the offing. Here's another report on that.
There was reporting yesterday from Belgium officials that some of the results from the interviews that were taking place with individuals that have been arrested of late gave them cause concerns that there was an existing network or existing networks that were still out there that may have been associated with those who carried out the Paris attacks, and in additional plots, may have been in the process of being planned. That said, I think unfortunately the times we're living in right now, and based on everything we've seen over the past year and a half, just has to, we just have to remind everybody that there are people out there that we may not know about, that our security services may not know about, who are intent on committing an attack in the name of ideology, the ideology of a group like ISIS. So this is just, in a sense, the new normal. And we, this is something that is a very real possibility in cities across Europe and the United States.
Mm-hmm. And part of it, if you really want to be cynical about it, is much of this, if not most of it, is because of what the Europeans have done, according to those who are creating it, the people who are able to whip up support for this sort of thing among the dissatisfied nations of the world, with dissatisfied people of the world, people who don't have any education, people who don't have any jobs. This is a creation. It's a multifaceted creation, starting, frankly, with the demand on the part of Europe back in maybe 400, 500, 600, 700 years ago, that they take over as much of the world as they can. They did in Africa. They did in the Middle East. They did in Asia. And so with that and the oil opportunities that presented themselves, you've got all kinds of malfeasance here, and it's created this mess. It's so complicated. It's almost it's so unwieldy, you can't untangle it. Final word from John Cohen at the Homeland Security Department, looking into the likely travel implications these explosions will have.
You will see an increase in security in airports throughout the European Union, I suspect. You will see there will be an impact on flights throughout the region and perhaps even internationally. You will likely see an increase in security presence in mass transit stations and other potential so-called soft targets or people, you know, locations where people congregate. I think we will also, I mean, American officials will be monitoring what's going on as well. There are a large number of flights that come to the United States from the European Union, obviously, and they'll be wanting to evaluate whether there's any security implications to the U.S.
All right, so I got a little extra play in the background of stuff that I'm listening to. So that situation from Belgium at the moment, conversation, you have ideas, you want to help you. I just Googled Belgium just to see what would blow up on the screen, and that's all this focus on the airport, as you might imagine. Coming up to 18 past the hour, this is the Good Day program.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Did you know the lens in your eye gets less flexible over time? While this change is natural, it can make it hard to see up close. Think about this. A change in vision doesn't have to change your life. Your eye doctor has solutions that help you see better, like progressive eyeglasses or multifocal contacts. Learn more at your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you and bring things back into focus. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask for savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago. So, what are you waiting for? 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Another full day of spring is upon us.
Woohoo! So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Yeah, 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Look at that beautiful blue sky. Nothing but blue sky from now on. Well, I don't know. It'll be blue sky everywhere, but the weather didn't look too bad around the country today for the most part. Not any wild storms like there have been over the weekend. I'm back on the farm in Massachusetts, and temperatures like 30 degrees, and there's just a little eensy-teensy dusting of snow on the surface. That's it. Warmer weather coming. Springtime is here. But even though it's spring, the late night shows, because that's where we are at this portion of the program, our focus on the monologues in part, doesn't have anything to do with the weather. Conan O'Brien joking about the president's trip to Cuba here.
Say President Obama arrived in Cuba, a formerly hostile territory. Tomorrow he returns to Washington, a currently hostile territory. Taking a little break. Today, Cuban President Raul Castro asked President Obama to return ownership of Guantanamo Bay to Cuba. They want it back. Yeah, Obama agreed, but only if Cuba takes Florida.
That's moderately funny. Here's the Daily Show's Trevor Noah joking about a new report that says Donald Trump is a danger to world stability.
With his ever-increasing lead in the Republican primaries, a lot of people have started asking the question, how dangerous would a Donald Trump presidency be?
The Economist magazine's intelligence unit has now listed a Trump presidency among its top 10 threats to the world.
In its updated global risk assessment, a Trump presidency would be as dangerous to the world economy as the possibility of Islamic terrorists destabilizing global growth.
Trump is as dangerous as terrorism? What a slap in the face to ISIS. 50,000 fighters and one man is the same level of world threat.
Okay. Steve Harvey, I always go back to him when you need something good. Steve, on his daytime program yesterday, joked with an audience member about what to do regarding young granddaughter. This is the circumstance of a granddaughter wanting to imitate her, the grandmother, having a glass of wine.
I have a 6-year-old granddaughter I have a special relationship with. She's at that age, though, she likes to mimic everything, and she knows grandma likes to have her nightly glass of wine. My son is concerned because she wants all of her drinks now in a special glass, you know, like grandma, and I cannot have my 6-year-old granddaughter drinking out of a wine glass. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, you know, kids duplicate what they see, so, you know, why don't you pour your wine in the sippy cup?
Yeah. You know what? There is something about that that people forget. Sage advice. Steve is very good, I think, at that sort of thing. Good advice. The thing that you don't realize oftentimes as parents and maybe grandparents is your children are going to mimic you. So if you smoke, they're going to want to smoke. If you swear, they're going to want to swear. If you drive badly, they're going to want to drive badly. Whatever you, and by the way, the other way around, if you lead a good, healthy life, a lot of exercise, if you eat this weekend, having breakfast with my daughter and my son and my grandson, I had a lemon that I was squeezing into the water. And I took the lemon out, and Miles was with me. He was holding on to me, and he wanted to taste the lemon. So he hadn't tasted a lemon before. I put the lemon in his mouth. He squeezed it, and he wanted more. Now, most of us, when we squeeze a lemon into our mouths, it causes us to wince. He didn't. And the point is that if Richie were here, he'd tell you the same thing about his children. You serve your children vegetables, or you give them things that are good for them when they're young, and you continue to demonstrate eating those things that are good for you, then the children are going to want to either drink whatever it is that's good for them or bad, whatever you're doing, or eat things that are good for them or bad, whatever you're doing. You set the stage. You set the tone. So whatever your children or grandchildren are doing, it's because of the example that you set. I hope that's food for thought for you, literally and figuratively. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, it's time to put away your time machine. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Do you ever snap out of a daydream only to realize that you were either lost somewhere in the past, replaying events, or caught up somewhere in the future, worrying about what hasn't even happened yet? There's an old saying that people who live primarily in the future tend to struggle with anxiety, whereas people who live primarily in the past tend to struggle with depression. The happiest people, however, understand how to live in the here and now of the present. The truth is that no matter how much we wish we could go back in time and change things, we never can. And no matter how much we worry about a time that doesn't exist yet, the future is simply not here. The only moment that ever exists is the present. Do your best to be present as much as possible today. For inspiration and practical ways to live in the present, visit drchristianconti.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years
years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Morning Gab Fest called Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Dr. Jack Stockwell and Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, along for the ride as well. Dr. Jack is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and so the focus on him being there and the presidential race shifting into his state of Arizona, and Idaho Democrats are holding caucuses as well, political junkies following along from the eastern time zone where I am. I have to stay up late. Polls don't close till about 10 o'clock in Arizona, I think. Jack, how late do the polls stay open in Utah?
I believe about 8 o'clock tonight.
All right, so you close at 8. What you and your wife, Mary, are known far and wide to the folks in Utah and us here on this program because of your connection, your medical connection. You're a lifelong resident of Salt Lake, are you not?
Well, I've been here since I came to school, excuse me, a year ago, but I've lived in other places since. But I was born and raised on the East Coast.
You were? How come I didn't know that? I thought you and I were friends. Where'd you? I didn't know that. Where'd you grow up?
Washington, D.C.
Really?
I was born in Pennsylvania, but lived most of my life in Maryland and Virginia, all around the capital.
Huh. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about Cruz and whether or not he can top 50 in Utah. That may be the most significant question looming over the contest today, whether Cruz can get 50% of the vote in Utah. Will you explain how that works? Because if I understand it, the winner takes all 40 of the state delegates and that would be the end of Trump there. Trump's supposed to win in Arizona, but if he doesn't get all 50 votes there, then they would divide up or whatever percentages they get.
I think that's what it is. It's 50% winner takes all, but it's proportional under 50%. So, I mean, if Cruz got as little as 49%,
right,
then he would lose a lot of delegates.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think the latest poll I saw last night was 52-53%.
For Cruz?
For Cruz, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell us how you're going to vote?
No.
You don't have to. Huh? You don't want to? Okay, that's right.
Well, not Cruz.
Not for Cruz.
No, and you know, and it's the whole thing is so comical right now.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime everybody hates somebody, always triggers my interest and my mystery and my imagination. I've got to look into this further. And the kind of attention that Trump is getting in the sense of negative press from everybody,
mm-hmm.
the establishment does not want him in there. The banking industry doesn't seem to want him in there, although he's always been favorable to the banks.
He's got a lot of money in the banks.
Yeah. The military-industrial complex likes him, just like they like Hillary,
yeah.
because he wants to rebuild the army. Hillary wants to go to war. So, you know, I think those are really the two darlings, although the military-industrial complex doesn't want to come out and admit they're behind Trump. I think they just assumed he got in there as Hillary. But we're thinking about, we were kidding last night. We were thinking, why don't we just go down to the Democrat one? Because you don't have to be a registered Democrat to get into the caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And just throw a vote in for Bernie and see what happens.
So this is a caucus? Utah is a caucus state?
Right.
I thought it was Idaho for whatever the reason. So you're having caucuses there.
Yes. Yeah.
So Mormonism is the rule of thumb in terms of social nuance, in terms of religious nuance, in terms of business nuance. At some point, I mean, the whole state is very heavily, anytime I've come to visit you, the heavy weight, and I don't mean this to be negative, it just is that Mormonism really prevails in that state more than anything else. And so how do the Mormons cotton to Cruz, who comes across as he likes to tell everybody what a conservative he is, and that certainly focuses in on religion. But I wonder if Kasich, well, we haven't talked about him at all. He's been pretty aggressive there with the advertising, it looks like.
Yeah, it's been very interesting, the amount of money that he has spent here in Utah when he's only pulling about 9%.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. But the problem here is this little battle going on back and forth between Romney and Trump. And,
well, that was the next thing I was going to bring up, because Romney is a Mormon, and he plays... Well, obviously, in Utah.
Yes, he does. This is his home state. You know, he lives in the general area here. And when he came out heavy against Trump, and then Trump responded, you know, then it's... I hate to think that it falls back on a bunch of name-calling that people are going to make decisions like this. But, you know, Romney's still an exalted character here in the state of Utah. And so you don't mess with Romney. And when you do, you're going to lose favor. But Trump still has a surprising amount of supporters there in the state. And I think the numbers tonight might be very surprising.
Well, I think that he flies in the face of whatever conventional wisdom is. And that's really kind of where the bottom line here is, that you can't ever predict what if on a list of who the winners are. Trump's going to always be somewhere on that list, it would seem, in the political climate that we have today.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And as I kind of briefly surveyed my patients, well, they were surveying me. My patients were asking me what I
really
do today.
How does that conversation go?
They're almost all for Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Now, those who aren't Mormon, and Salt Lake County is only a third Mormon.
Really?
You know, the rest of the state is a majority of Mormons, but Salt Lake County, I think, is like 33%.
Really?
And so there is a strong, well, the mayor is of Salt Lake City is Democrat. The
and a Mormon.
Mayor, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. But Peter Caroon, who's the former mayor of the county, made a comment here on the TV the other day. I think it was Sunday morning. Made some comment about how Utah is slowly drifting blue, and that there's a stronger Democratic push inside the state all the time. So
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because we constantly put a Democrat almost won the governor position last time, and a Democrat is the mayor of Salt Lake. A Democrat is the mayor of the county. So there is a very strong liberal element growing inside the state.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's an interesting insight. Thank you, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, practicing in Salt Lake City. The Nooka approach is for the full spine approach, head to foot, and that's oftentimes what dominates in our conversation about certain medical realities. So we're going to talk about that and Jack's Forbidden Doctor podcast for the week, plus smoking, how that affects you or doesn't. How do you quit? Can you use any methodology? Or is the survey that came out last week suggesting cold turkey is the best way to quit smoking the way to approach it? 41 past the hour here on Good Day.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's hard to believe, but spring is here. And that means time for a little spring cleaning and spring savings. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum. It's a great time to reorganize your home or office by tossing out or donating what you don't need. And as for savings, have no worries. You could save 40% or more by switching from your current plan to Net10, the No Worries Network. That means you pay just $50 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigabytes at 4G LTE speed. Net10 has no contracts or hidden fees and provides wireless coverage on the nation's largest and most dependable networks. Plus, Net10's Bring Your Own Phone BYOP program lets you keep your phone and number or get a new one. You call the shots. Net10 is available at over 100,000 retail stores, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Kmart. For more ways to save, visit net10wireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
43 past the hour now. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. I always like to, before we get involved in any conversation about medical priorities, find out, because most of the time these Forbidden Doctor podcasts are about medical priorities. So what's the focus this week?
Grains, celiac disease, and leaky gut that comes in right behind the answer to 97% of all cancers.
Really? Leaky gut causes cancer?
Well, leaky gut is definitely going to poison the system. And leaky gut, even though someone may not be diagnosed with leaky gut, almost everybody who was raised on the standard American diet has a leaky gut to some degree.
What does it mean, leaky gut? What's leaking?
Well, partially digested, undigested material is getting through the gut wall that should not be getting through the gut wall into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. That's where our asthma, our learning difficulties with kids, behavioral changes, depression, allergies. Most of those things come from that leaky gut, which, oddly enough, can be fixed in a relatively short amount of time.
How?
Through podcast number 4 and podcast number 24.
All right, podcast 4 and podcast 24.
Yes,
check them out.
Healing the gut. It's just healing the gut.
Yeah. Well, that's you say all of it. I believe you 100%. All of our health begins with a healthy gut, and that means you have to have a good probiotic and take that with regularity, maybe every day. You want to have good bacteria with bad bacteria. You want things to be digested well, all of that stuff. So, and it all makes nothing but sense. So check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you also can get the long life energy enzymes that are there. This is a product. How are we doing on the thyroid? Say it again, Doug. Thyroid product.
Well, we were supposed to have it in the store today, but there was a small, the quality control people that are doing this for us saw a small little error in the label. And so the fire alarms went off, and Mary was up late last night making the changes to the label. You know, just little things between microgram and milligram. I mean, that makes a big difference. That's a 1,000-point difference right there.
All right. So then if you, but this is all about health, your health and well-being. Jack has put together through his career lots of experiences, figured out by talking to lots of people what it is that is best for you, and the enzymes will help in that digestion and breathing and circulation to fight disease, that sort of thing. So you can get the Long Life Energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you use the code, you're nosing around in there and you want to order it, use the code Doug and save 10% off the product, the Long Life Energy enzymes. And whatever, just keep your eye on. You know whatever Jack is going to come up with is going to be good and good for you. So that's ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let's talk about the best way to quit smoking. Some people think acupuncture is the way to do it. There are those who have quit cold turkey. I remember my father, when I was very young, just one day said, "Why am I doing this?" and stopped. My mother smoked all of her life, and it's what killed her. So it apparently is different for different folks. So across the board, just to say, even though research may suggest that cold turkey is the best way to quit smoking is not to start. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, that, hello. What the, it sort of is the premise. It's the headline reads, "Cold turkey, best way to quit smoking." No, best way to quit smoking is not to start. All right, well, so back it up from there.
Yeah, well, it's a little late for those who did start smoking and want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interestingly enough, we have inside of our brains receptor sites for nicotine, just as we have receptor sites for opium-based drugs inside of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
As we've developed and matured and the genetic structures have changed somewhat depending on the isolated areas of this planet that our ancestors have developed and grown up in, we have affinity for different things. And there are some people genetically who can just quit it, just stop it, then that's it. There's other people who, because there are other chemicals in a cigarette way beyond nicotine, because those nicotine receptor sites will be satisfied and emptied within 48 to 72 hours of ceasing smoking.
Mm-hmm.
There is no nicotine craving. The craving is because of the stuff that the tobacco company puts inside those cigarettes, just like the food processing companies put inside of processed food to get you addicted to their product. The food industry, just like the tobacco industry, exists for itself and the bottom line. It's not out there to make sure everybody has safe food. And so I don't want to play this victim mentality thing, but we have got to be just as careful with the food choices as the other things we put into our bodies. So there, the papers, they've identified over 600 different chemicals that are in cigarette paper.
Uh-huh.
The tobacco is laced with sugar in its curing and drying process because caramelized sugar is extremely addictive. Some people claim even more so than the nicotine itself. And so what I've done with my patients who are really serious about trying to stop smoking is I always tell them, I want you to have some dried cherries or some dried cranberries or something like this with you, because after a day or two, the real craving is for that sugar the chemicals in that paper help to maintain sugar levels in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
When they start to drop, because most smokers don't have the best diet anyway, mm-hmm. so they're usually hypoglycemic to begin with. So have some dried cherries, have some dried cranberries, some other dried fruit. Don't go crazy with it, because that stuff's loaded with sugar. But just a little bit here and there, and you'll see the craving pass away real quickly.
How do you feel about that, folks? Let's make a quick reference to arthritis pain. There was a study about acetaminophen, however you pronounce that, which is basically Tylenol, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the basis of Tylenol.
So it doesn't help arthritis pain. What does? Is the gut a factor in
yes.
this as well?
You bet it is.
Yeah.
We have many patients whose arthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis, has begun to subside when they stop poisoning the system by healing and sealing the gut. The food of our ancestors, 100 years ago, never had these problems.
No. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Let's start things with something that's cool from the folks at Apple. This is Sesame Street's Cookie Monster. Our video of the day from yesterday here at DougSteffen.com demonstrating how to use Siri without touching your iPhone. Obviously, you got to watch this, but the audio is very cute. So, Richie, play the audio.
Hey, Siri, set timer for 14 minutes.
Okay, 14 minutes and counting.
Waiting for cookies. Hey, Siri, play me waiting playlist. Thank you.
Time in a bottle.
Uh-huh.
If I could say time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do,
be so hungry for cookies,
is to say every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
Hey Siri, check the timer.
Could make days
the timer.
Last forever.
Oh, well,
words could make wishes come true.
Only 20 seconds?
Yeah. He's like doing all this stuff to entertain himself while he waits the 14 minutes. And, right. And only like 20 seconds goes by.
Right. Very cute. Nicely done, though. All right. In a moment here on Good Day, Apple versus the FBI. What's the latest wrinkle there, given the fact that there was a big Apple event yesterday? And did the FBI's focus on Apple bring down the excitement and enthusiasm? We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, so there's a big Apple event yesterday, Richie. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, started things off talking about the importance of security because of the Apple battle with the FBI. And then sort of, it was like a boat, you know, you can't turn a boat around in the middle of the ocean very quickly. But all of a sudden, things sort of stopped because the question came up. The FBI says they may now be able to open the phone. They were supposed to be in court yesterday go after. The FBI is suing Apple because they want to be able to get into the iPhone of this terrorist that blew up things in San Bernardino. But then all of a sudden, late in the day, the hearing was canceled for today because the FBI says they found somebody to help them. The Justice Department says that will vacate the hearing. We're testing new methods to get in to the Apple iPhone. Apparently, some outside party who has not been identified has offered a method for unlocking the phone, this phone, the San Bernardino guy's name is Farouk, his phone, that doesn't require help from Apple. So that sort of overpowered the conversation yesterday. But then when it got right down to brass tacks, the question was asked of Mr. Cook, who's going to help? Here's Paula Reed explaining.
Federal officials asking for more time because they say some sort of outside party has suggested an alternative way they could unlock this phone. That's especially surprising because the FBI and Apple have not been able to put forth any sort of alternative suggestion as to how to solve this problem. Now, I just got off the phone with people at the Department of Justice. They will not reveal who the outside party is that suggested this alternative method or what it is, or most importantly, how they could possibly unlock this phone without Apple's electronic signature, which is required to run software on all Apple devices. We've met with parties from the Department of Justice. We've met with Apple. We've repeatedly asked them, is there any opportunity for compromise? Is there any other way? And we've repeatedly been told, look, it's possible to hack this phone, but no one has put forth a specific methodology. Now, the optics of this lane are not great for the Department of Justice to come in at the last minute and try to delay this hearing in what is arguably one of the most important cases currently working its way through the courts. But the hearing has been delayed. There'll be a status conference in the case in early April.
Blah, 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 yeah. Blah. The FBI, one of the trending stories here at DougStephan.com is this FBI position that they can do it without Apple's help. Really?
I wonder if they're just goading Apple.
Yeah. A lot of conversation about Twitter's turning 10 and the fact that they don't make a profit. What the focus really is on the amount of cash flow and business they're doing, which is quite good. Same as Amazon 10 years ago. Same sort of thing. 59 past the hour. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.